Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Leanna in Orlana in Bronzeville. Lana says, I asked my husband for a tennis bracelet. He bought me one with fake diamonds set in real gold. I told him I would rather have real diamonds. Why wouldn't he splurge on me and get the real thing? Am I being ungrateful for not accepting it?
Well, you told him you wanted a tennis bracelet. See, you were specific. He bought a tennis bracelet.
She should have said a diamond tennis bracelet.
Well, you know, I don't know if he was being insulting. I mean, you obviously took offense to it because you wanted the real thing. He didn't know. He just thought a tennis bracelet, it probably looked real, though.
To him?
Yeah, to her, too. Well, somebody knew it wasn't real as soon as they saw it. So, you know.
Yeah. So she's saying, is she being ungrateful for not accepting it?
Well, you're being a bit ungrateful, but Gene, you have every right to want something real, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got every right to want that, you know.
Okay.
I ain't mad at you. But if you knew they was fake diamonds, you better believe your girlfriend's gonna know that.
Right. Yes.
And if them is fake diamonds, you might want to check that gold, but it'll be green tomorrow, so just put it on and do
this. Just hold on a second.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Tracy in Ruston. Tracy writes, I had a one-night stand with a man, and it was so much fun. One of my friends told me the guy is looking for me to take me out again. Is he interested in me, or does he just want to have sex? Can a one-night stand turn into a real relationship? Wow.
Hey, yeah, it can. It can. And the only way to find out is to find out why he's looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
It can. It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
That it could turn into something more. But you said it was so much fun.
So much fun.
The question is simply for you now. Do you want to go have some more fun?
Mm-hmm.
I would.
You know? If it were you, Junior.
I'm going to have this fun immediately.
One night, two nights, three nights.
Only for one night.
Yes. All right. Moving on to Marlena in Salem, CLO. Marlena says, I dated a much older man when I was 34. We broke up when his special part stopped working. His wife found out about us after he died in January, and she wants to talk to me. I'm sure she has questions, but should I tell her everything or not?
Why are you talking to her?
She's going to meet her, yeah.
Girl, you gonna mess around and get shot. Girl, stop. This ain't gonna work out for nobody, especially you.
Yeah.
This ain't gonna be no wonderful, heartwarming conversation and none of this. That ain't what that's finna be.
What does she think is gonna be, Steve, heartwarming? Like, the wife is gonna say what to her?
You know, I know you don't have to be wary. I know you and Octavia has something special, but I just wanted to just get a couple of things clear.
Uh-huh.
When did you all start y'all's relationship?
Uh-huh.
When she asked you that, she's trying to draw back to a certain date that he missed something, and it was going to be because of you, and then that's when the knife come out.
Out of her purse.
That's when the knife come out, and you get your ass stabbed. There you go, right there.
Do not go. Please don't go, Marlena. Yeah. All right. I hope she doesn't go, Steve, but it sounds like she's going. Does it sound like that?
Yeah, she's going because she's stupid.
She's saying, should I tell her everything
you
or
know,
not?
Yeah, he meant something to me. That lady, y'all always, what's wrong with y'all? You was a side piece. Get over there and be slaw. Same time for you to act like you was chicken. You was slaw, corn, green beans, them bad green beans, too. The one they just run under the hot water, that's what you are. You the side, slaw. That's it. Dirty rice.
Green and tomatoes.
You was not the chicken.
Mm-mm. All right. All right, moving on. That last one, Steve, this is from Victor in Kansas City. Victor says, I'm marrying a woman that has 3 children. I heard her tell her mom she doesn't want any more children, but if I really want one, she'll do it. This contradicts what she's told me, and I want my own child. Should I pause our wedding planning? This is from Victor.
She said she doesn't want one, but if you insist, she'll have one.
So she can have his own.
Yeah. That's the problem. I mean, you can understand her hesitancy. She's got 3.
Yeah.
She's the one that's got to carry them. So she got every right not to want anymore. But she said if you insist, she'll have one. Now, the problem is, are you going to insist? Because you want your own child. Okay, dog, I don't know what to tell you.
And that's fine, too, for him to want his own.
You got every right to want your own child, you know.
That one child gonna get on your damn nerve. Deal with them 3 kids, man.
They're not his. They're not from his line.
Tommy is absolutely right.
Well, look who talking. Go ahead, Julie. What Junior? Advice do you have for
him? I'm with Tommy. Just go ahead and deal with the 3. I am. Hell.
How many do you have, June?
I have 2 and 2 grandbabies.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe that you're a grandfather.
I don't even have a tone. I don't even have a tone to be a grandfather.
No.
My voice don't fit grandfather.
Even the grandkids are going, Mama, who is that little man talking about? He's my granddaddy. Why he sound like...
The kids' voices are deeper.
Yeah. He sound like a grandbaby.
Yeah.
Well, I sound like we finna go outside and play.
Yeah. Like, discipline him, Junior. Tell him to get over there and sit down.
I tried. This is what it sounds like. Hey, hey, put that down. Put that. Okay. I told you. Okay. Okay. So you ain't gonna put it down? So you gonna keep it? Okay, cool. All right. Take my ass back in my office.
Yeah, that ain't got the authoritative sound to it at all.
It don't. Get off the couch. Hey, then listen, jump off the couch. Okay, you gonna jump? Okay, you just jump. Okay, you gonna do it again? You finna do it again? Okay, all right.
That hay is high.
Yeah, hey. It's real high.
Trying to save their life. They don't listen. They don't care.
Wow.
Hey, put the beer down. Why you got a beer? You a baby. You got a... Okay, you gonna drink it. You gonna drink the beer.
You a baby too.
Come on, granddaddy. Let's go outside.
Hey, stop hunching the wall. You gonna keep hunching the wall? Okay. All right. Well, hunch then. Punch.
Wow.
Granddaddy, get your bike. Let's go outside and ride.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.